Hi everybody, welcome to this week's episode of Legal Ease. As a family lawyer, I often wonder, what is our judge really thinking about this custody or divorce case? In this week, I interviewed Tennessee Circuit Court Judge Justin Angel, who talked about not only what he's thinking when presiding over custody and family law cases, but also how he himself co-parents with his ex-wife. In this down-to-earth and candid interview, he has advice and insight, not only for lawyers that try cases like this on a daily basis like I do, but also for parents who are faced with the challenges of co-parenting every day and particularly during these unique times.
Pleasure to join you here today. And my name is Justin Angel. I'm a circuit court judge in the 12th Judicial District of Tennessee. I preside over civil and criminal matters in six counties. That's Bledsoe, Sequatchie, Marion, Franklin, Grundy, and Ray. On the criminal side, I preside over jury trials and usually high-level felonies, murders, robberies, drugs. And on the civil side, medical malpractice lawsuits, personal injury, other civil litigation, and the most important and stressful part of my job is family law. So I preside over divorces and custody cases. I was elected to an 8-year term back in 2014.
You heard that right. Out of all the cases he presides over, murder, drugs, high-level felonies, medical malpractice, family law cases are the most important and the most stressful cases he presides over. And you'll hear that from judges all over the country. I think the reason is because in these cases, the stakes are so high. Emotions run high, and especially if children are involved. You know, you'll hear this from law enforcement officers too. They'll tell you that the most dangerous calls to answer are family disputes. But the way Judge Angel co-parents in his own personal life actually makes it look easy. And so I asked him, what's your secret?
Well, yeah, I'm happy to talk about that. I'm proud of the relationship I have with my son's mother, and people also, you know, they ask me about that too all the time. You know, how do we make it work? How do we make it seem like it's easy? And how do we get along so well? And it kind of makes me laugh because it seems easy for me, just because I guess I love my son so much, and you know, his mother is great. You know, I'm fortunate enough to have an ex-spouse who is a great mom and a great person. And so, you know, that might separate my situation from other people's situation. It's definitely not perfect, but I think we're pretty close to it. But our secret is we just always put the child first. And it's ironic too, because that's, as a judge, when I'm presiding over custody cases, that is my number one principle that I have to adhere to, is the best interest of the child. And we always put our son first. He's 7 and a half. And, you know, again, we're also blessed because he's a great kid. You know, he's happy, he's healthy, he's smart. You know, we're very blessed in all those areas. And, you know, we decided to dissolve the marriage after, you know, almost 13 years of marriage, 17 years together. But whenever you are married, that's one relationship. Being a spouse, that's one relationship. But when you decide to have a child, that's a different relationship. That's separate from being a husband and wife. At that point, you're mom and dad. And, you know, although we legally dissolved the marriage, the husband and wife aspect, the mom and dad relationship can never be dissolved. That is a lifetime relationship. It does not end when the child turns 18. You will have many, many life events from now until then and then beyond. College graduations, weddings, maybe even vacations, grandchildren. You are tied to that person for the rest of your life. So what I always tell people in my court and how I approached it, and my Amanda, my ex-wife's perspective, we just looked at it as, you have two choices. This person can be your friend or your enemy for the rest of your life. Which one do you choose? And I don't know anybody who would like to have another enemy in their life. Friends are much better. And so, especially if somebody who has that kind of bond with you, that, you know, they were good enough to marry, they're good enough to have a child with, you know, just because the marriage may have ended doesn't mean the other relationship of mom and dad should end. So, you know, we approach it like that, and that has really helped us put in perspective about how to just get along and how to, you know, the child first. And I think, you know, you have to forgive yourself, you have to forgive your spouse for anything that may have happened, and then just move forward and enjoy the new type of relationship you have, and get and pour everything you can to your child or your children.
So I want to jump in here for a minute and explain parenting plans, because a parenting plan is necessary in co-parenting between parents. It's kind of like a contract. It sets out how many days each parent gets to enjoy with their children. It sets out holiday arrangements, other things like that. I asked Judge Angel about his parenting plan, and I asked him whether he and his ex-wife ever venture off of their parenting plan. And he told me, absolutely. And here's what else he said about a parenting plan.
I encourage litigants in my courtroom to do the same thing. I tell them, look, the parenting plan is your safety net. That's your baseline. You can go above and beyond that. You can alter this. You can change it as long as both parties agree and it's within the child's best interest. I'm not going to get in your life and tell you what to do as a mom and dad. And so, yeah, yes, you legally, you have to put down a parenting plan. You have to designate how many days the child's with one parent and the child's with the other. It is really irrelevant when it comes to down to being a parent. And so there are many times that we will trade days out and weekends out, and things just happen, and you have to help each other. And, you know, bonus, you get to see your child more. You know, if there's times that you can step in and help out, the other parent may need to go do something that was not planned. It's not your parenting time, but they call on you. You're the best person to watch your child and to spend time with your child. You don't have to spend money on a babysitter, and you get extra time with your child. It's kind of a no-brainer. And, you know, I just tell people, don't be rigid. I mean, that's kind of a miserable life. Life is very fluid. Plans are fluid. And so parenting time has to be fluid as well. And you know, there are times where maybe it's your weekend for on paper for your child to be back with you on the weekend, but on Friday they spike a fever. And you know what? It's not in their best interest to haul them around, you know, with a fever and then feeling bad. It's best for them to stay right there where they're at. And there are times where your boss may send you out of town and say, hey, you need to go out of town this weekend for work, and it was unplanned, and you need to trade weekends out with your spouse. It's not a competition. You should always work together just to do what's best for your child. And something that we do is we keep a shared calendar. And this is something I tell people, it makes it really easy. If you have, almost everybody has a smartphone, you just do a shared calendar with your ex, and you put all the child's extracurricular, school activities, doctor's appointments, whatever, scheduled times. You might plan a vacation months down the road, and you're not sure if that's going to be your week or not. Go ahead and put it on the calendar, and then you can just sort it out later. And when you work with each other like that, it makes things so much easier. There's no animosity. The child isn't being torn from one place to the other. It's actually a very, very pleasant experience.
So here's something interesting about stress that comes with certain jobs, like being a divorce lawyer. It can actually be a certain kind of training for life situations that are stressful, like the pandemic. And you kind of see what I'm talking about in the answer that Judge Angel gives when I ask him if he has any advice for parents who are trying to co-parent during these unique and particularly stressful times associated with COVID-19.
Well, it is. It's a very unique time. A lot of people are working from home. You're educating your children from home. Schedules have been upended. Vacations that were planned that people need to maybe release from stress and relax a little bit have been canceled. There's some financial burdens people are facing that they weren't before, which causes additional stress. So yeah, it's a very unique time, and I wish I had all the answers to make everything perfect for everybody. I don't. But, you know, the child looks up to the parent as an example of how to act, how to handle people adversity. And you have to be an example for your child. You know, everything you do has to be for the love of the child. And, you know, you have to want peace and calm in your life and your child's life. You know, everybody's job is different. I love my job, but it has its stress and it has its drama. You know, I deal with some of the, you know, worst situations you can possibly deal with on the criminal bench. Then on the civil side, I'm dealing with people's lives and other tragedies and divorces. And I have enough of that at work. You know, when I come home, I don't want that. I don't want additional stress and drama with my, you know, with my ex, and which you know, spills over to my son's life. That's not how I want to live. And you're in control of all that. Nobody else can dictate that for your life. You're in control of it. And, you know, if both parents are working together, the child sees that. The child can be happy and healthy, even though mom and dad aren't together anymore. And I tell people, please, if you have a child, try to stay together. Try to make it work the absolute best you can. You know, divorce should be the last resort. But if you have to go down that route, that it doesn't have to be an adversarial process. It doesn't have to be a vicious fight.
Let me be real clear here. The court system is terrifying for most people, and divorce can be horrible. But to have judges like this who are real, who can relate, and who want to help, well, it makes all the difference in the world. It also helps to have judges who love their job and who love technology. Because right now, while we're in a pandemic, if you don't have a judge who's willing to have a Zoom hearing or a virtual hearing, then you don't have access to justice. I asked Judge Angel what he's doing in his courts right now regarding the pandemic.
Today, I had three different hearings, some criminal and some civil, kind of mixed in from my home office up here. I live on the Sequatchie side of Signal. So they were in Franklin County and Grundy County and Marion. And we all got together using Zoom. The court reporter is on there, the district attorney, the public defender, the clerk, they're all their respective locations on Zoom. And we are keeping the court system moving and open the very best we can, and maintaining access to justice and protecting people's constitutional rights. We're still limited about being in the courtroom and having more than, you know, beyond the CDC guidelines. You know, it's very hard for us to have a big court day or a jury trial right now, because it just requires so many people to be so close to each other. And so we're just being extra safe and trying to take care of everything we can using technology. And, you know, it's not, we're still going to have a backlog. It's still going to be busy when we get back in there. But I think me and my colleagues, we're doing a great job of staying on top of it and alleviating as much of that burden as we can with technology. And I think it's really opened some eyes to people about, you know, I love our justice system. I've dedicated my life to the law as an attorney and as a judge, and I hope to do it for a long time. But, you know, like any system, it can get antiquated. It can get old-fashioned and out of date. and lagging behind. And I think this, one of the benefits of this horrible situation is it has allowed us to try new technologies and new approaches that I think will stick around and will change the way our court system works in the future.
One of my favorite takeaways from this interview is that it doesn't have to be a vicious fight. If you'd like to know more about My Peaceful Divorce with Children packet, you can get that information at www.tracycoxlaw.com. And if you have any follow-up questions after listening to this interview, my contact information is there as well. And with that, I'm going to leave you with the judge's practical and straightforward advice for parents faced with the challenges of co-parenting. I hope you'll join me again next week for another episode of Legal Ease, where I share skills I've learned as a lawyer that help me in my law practice, but also in everyday life.
Encourage, you know, people in this situation just to facilitate the relationships between the child and the other parent. Always be positive, listen to the child, but don't let the child run the show. So many times I had motions filed where the child wants to live with me. The child is sad and he has to go back to the mom or whatnot. No, you have to be united front. Kids will play you. Kids will manipulate you. They will take the path of least resistance. You have to be consistent, and you can listen to the child and make sure the child is heard, but you cannot let the child run the show. And then when you know, if you have to go to court, and this is some advice to attorneys who also have to put these types of cases up in front of judges like me, do not sling mud. It is not an effective way to try a custody case. I know oftentimes you'll have your client there. They'll have their binder of just dirt and mud that they want you to sling and tear down the other person in court so the judge rules in their favor. For me, that is a very ineffective approach. The best way to do it is to build your client up by going through the custody factors and highlighting your client's strengths. And if you do that, the judge should be able to follow along and analyze the factors set forth in the code section and make the best decision they can that's in the best interest of the parent. And attorneys should also encourage the parents to make the decision amongst themselves. Don't go to court and make a stranger in a black robe decide where your children live and where your children go to school. It's kind of nonsense when you break it down that way. The mom and dad are in the best position to figure this out. And so I just encourage anybody that is going through the process at the beginning of the process, the middle of it, or maybe you've been divorced for a couple of years and you're still struggling with how to be an effective co-parent. Like I said, I'm not perfect, but it's never too late to change your approach and attitude and try to just make it the best possible situation you can for you and your child.